Black is love. Black makes babies. Black babies grow up. Black is tough. Black is hard to do. Black is me. Black is you. Black is not something we get to choose, but it is something we get to cherish. It's something we get to wear, and we get to rock this with honor. I'm black like my granddaddy and my great-great-great-great-grandma. Black is that lift every voice and sing. Black is that letting your freedom ring and resound. Black is adjective, adverb, color, and noun. You so black. Ooh, you so black. When you smile, the stars come out. Yeah. Baby, you so black. When you're born, the God come out.
Good evening. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. We build it. Thank you for tuning in as you do every single week. It is greatly appreciated. Really, I don't know what to say or what else to say. I haven't been watching the news, so I don't know what's going on in the news right now. What's happening? And the reason why I really abstain from watching the news is because of all the negativity and chaos that is going on in the world. But one thing I will say is that there's something seriously wrong with this government, with this city, with these officials that we have. So, and I know that seems real funny because everybody is not a lot of people may know this, but I really have a disdain for whoever thought that it would be an ideal situation to dump our African brothers and sisters at Silo Mission when they first come into this country, into this city in particular. I have a huge issue with that. Now, from what I've seen from other immigrants that have come to this country, I have seen them come in and not be placed in these situations. The problem with putting people in these homeless shelters is the amount of addictions that are within it. You have people that don't know anything that's really going on, placed in a situation that is highly volatile. And I don't know for the life of me why anyone would think that's a good idea. And if anything pisses me off more, it is seeing this. I am absolutely disgusted with this city and the officials in this city that think that this is okay. This is not okay by any means. And if none of you who are listening understand quite how disappointing, scary, how really, I can't even put it into words. What this is? I suggest you go take a look yourself. They're dumping off African people. People from African countries at Silo, at 190, at Salvation Army, and not even giving them a fair chance. This is their first introduction into this city, into this country. That has me all the way effed up. So if you're listening right now and you're in a position that you can have your voice heard in regards to this situation, please, please do. I know that I am going to, I have my own issues, issues with human rights, but in as far as I'm concerned, this is a huge human rights violation. In my opinion, some may disagree, but if you got refugees coming into this country and they are looking to bring in more, are you going to put those people in the same situation? No, likely not. Only the brown and black skin, the brown skin people be put in this situation. But with that said, I am going to play a lot of music today. Some you've heard, some you may not have. Unfortunately, I am not in today. But I should be in next week.
Just to let you know, I am in the building today. I just had to let that ride a little bit. But I am in the booth today. I am honored to be I'm going to be interviewing the members of the Gap Band. Yes, absolutely. Some of you may not even know who that is, but they are iconic. So I'm going to get that. We're going to get to that in about 20 minutes. So keep it locked on this station. Also, I just got word that September the 7th, Capadonna is coming back, y'all. He was very happy with the interview, the last interview. So we're going to chop it up again because he's got some new music coming out. So we're going to chop it up. And we got a few other interviews that are happening next month as well. I'm going to fill you in to those artists as well. But I am here. It is a hot day out today. It is so flipping hot. Like, I went home and I slept because I worked it overnight. I slept for a little while. Slept for a little while, got up, went out for a bit, and that just really had me exhausted. So I went home, slept again before coming here. So again, thank you for tuning in as you do every single week. It is greatly appreciated. So I'm going to get right into it. We Build Hits, Afro Soul, CKUW 95.9 FM.
My name is Adilson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
All natural things on Earth and how they interact is biodiversity. From the microscopic to the mighty. From the smallest body of water to the coldest. From underground to the highest ground. When biodiversity is rich, we can count on the natural world to produce the oxygen we breathe, filter and purify the water we drink, and grow the plants we rely on for food and medicine. Due to human activities, biodiversity is being lost faster than nature can replenish it. So let's do what we can to help preserve biodiversity. Create natural spaces and plant native species. Take part in a wildlife survey. Get out and experience Canada's amazing variety of wildlife. And that's just a start. To learn more about biodiversity and how you can help protect it, visit hww.ca.
I've got bad news for you. we ball like TNT. Watch these hoes all pick a side. Bitches flock like TMZ. Every time we come outside, call the Uber SUV. How many gon' fit inside? Yeah, hide your bitch, hide your wife. Yeah, bag your bitch in my slide. Yeah, pray the dogs never die. Yeah, 42 come alive. Yeah, hide your bitch, hide your wife.
I'm allergic to cap, I can't hear these niggas rap without an EpiPen. You'll never see me at Giuseppe, I find them tacky, look what I'm stepping in. Some shit I designed with Italians, calling them Indy 5000s. Or maybe 500, I kick the door down if I wanted it, niggas won't let me in. My career in a nutshell, these bombs never did nothing but fail. They gon' see I'm the one when the dust settles, they gon' see I'm the one. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, M, N, O, P. That's little me in a classroom asking, what's L? I never been known to take those. Your girl saw me and her face froze. You better be lucky I'm faithful. Please test me, I ace those. My money been growing like eightfold. You know how I hate goals. I can't tell if they turn it green from the envy or is it the fake gold. I move through the street one deep. I keep forgetting I'm J. Cole. I feel like a regular nigga. I just got a very irregular bankroll. Word to Puma, I've been getting pesos. My account like the end of a rainbow. Every time that I spit, it's a flame though. Me, Bossy, and Cinches, NATO.
And we ball like TNT. Watch these hoes all pick a side. Bitches flock like TMZ. Every time we come outside, call the Uber SUV. How many gon' fit inside? Yeah, hide your bitch, hide your wife. Yeah, bag your bitch in my slide. Yeah, pray the dogs never die. Yeah, 42 come alive. Yeah, hide your bitch, hide your wife.
Lord forgive me, as I'm a sinner, the way that I live, I'm preparing for hell. I don't know why your mighty should probably thank me, cause I've been airing your girl. If it gets on top, we could take the chase, cause we know the area well. Thank God I'm not far off 100 M's. I gotta thank Ron Perry as well. I don't even know why they stepped in a ring. A few seconds in and they're throwing a towel in. When we pull into the town, neighbors saying how the hell they get them houses. Now I'm in some different locations, I don't even know how to pronounce them. Award shows, I bring my pouch in, I ain't even pulling up my... I can't get packed by TMZ, tryna fit four things in a G63. I'ma give one thing to my bro YG, I'ma handle the rest and G23. The back so big on me, all gassed up, how the fuck did she fit in them diesel jeans? I can't compete cause it ain't in my league, oh please, it ain't even an equal beef. At least hit man in that abdominal, bro, it don't even count if below the knee. Block life chilling with a horrible hoe, she gonna get down and blow the team. Me and the guys was borrowing clothes like, bro, let me hold that coat this week. Now it's after hours, I'll shut down Harrods, I'll bring out the Amex and go in a spree.
And we ball like TNT, watch these hoes all pick a side. Bitches flock like TMZ. Every time we come outside, call the Uber SUV. How many gon' fit inside? Yeah, hide your bitch, hide your wife. Yeah, bag your bitch in my slide. Yeah, pray the dogs never die. Yeah, 42 come alive. Yeah, hide your bitch, hide your wife.
Do you want it, them? Niggas play at hating, saying, who the hell is them? I'm in the back, gleaming from all that Persian gem. Keep a bunch of pretty models surrounding them. I'm over capacity when it comes to making them beats. Me and Missy making y'all move y'all feet. Making y'all dance and tango, make y'all mates get weak. That's only cause we drop a bunch of heat. That's what you're gonna expect coming from my group. Bunch of dope beats and a bunch of dope lyrics too. I know that's too much for you to handle, dude. Now ask yourself, what you gonna do? 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 What you gonna do?
Women come in the spot, them one jock. Them nasty boy looking around with big cocks. Them girls be plotting on how to get the rocks. So I beat that ass to the ground like I'm the cop. What they gon' say? Don't one play. When I'm in the club, smoking on hay. When I'm in my ride, people walking by. Pistol by my side, in case them one try.
What you gonna do? 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 What you gonna do?
Gonna do.
I be getting in girls' clothes, make them buy my own wardrobe, heading in on my toe, plucking the hair out my nose. It's official, I'm a pimp, cause my name glows.
evidence, I'm back to the you go.
Talking the junk, you get buried. You don't wanna end up in the cemetery. Me and Timberland got tracks that will kill you. In the other hand, I got gats that will peel you. What you gon' say? What you gon' do? When I'm in the club and I'm coming for you, I'm just a smooth motherfucker. What you gonna do when I'm in the club and I'm coming for you? I'm just a smooth motherfucker.
What you gonna do? 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 What you gonna do?
She find I'm fascinated. Stay on my P's and Q's. I'm slipping, they might assassinate me. I don't know what you scared for. We got guns in here, we don't keep on safety. Don't wanna be sober. I'ma be rich when it's over. So high, I can't feel my shoulders. They don't want, we gon' be hangover.
Here we go, find it. You come over tonight and hash out what we go through. If it was up to me, but we don't fight. We go rounds up in that bedroom. Maybe you just don't care. Loving you ain't fair. Ain't way to grow. Spend a block on you, but you'd rather be alone. Gave you one too many, a too many.
Voices everywhere.
Yo, so we're winding down the last 5 minutes here. Yeah, band members are going to be calling up. Cannot wait for that. They are legendary. They've been around for so long. I remember my parents play. Yeah, I remember back in the day. My parents used to play all this kind of music. Teddy Pendergrass, The Gap Band, ABBA, Elton John, you know, Barry White, all mixed in there. So I was exposed to this at a young age and exposed to their music at a young age. And I have a strong appreciation for really what they brought to the game. And I'm looking forward to the interview with them. A few things I want to touch base on because I just watched the BET Awards last week. And I was thoroughly disappointed. I was really disappointed. I was expecting a lot more than really what we got. I didn't think it was that good at all. The best part of that show was the ending, was Lauryn Hill and her son performing. That was the best part of that show. And it's unfortunate that it went the way it did, because there was a lot of, I think, errors in how things were done. You know, people weren't singing in the mic. I just wasn't getting it. I just wasn't feeling it. And it seemed really dry in comparison with other events. But the Lauryn Hill, that performance, Wyclef came out. I didn't even get to see the rest of that at the end, but that was the pinnacle of that show. Had that show gone heavy like that from the start, I think I would have been so into it, but just didn't like it. But I'm gonna get right back into some music before this phone call, so stay tuned. The Gap Band is gonna be calling Gap X. The band is gonna be calling in the next 3 minutes, so keep it locked. You're listening to Blue Belt Hits on CKUW 95.9 FM.
I got something for y'all, like being nice. Y'all really big like this.
My beverage, I'm hydrated. I've been waiting to impress a witness. I ain't been outside in a month of Sundays just for this. I got dressed for this. Watch me work. Ha. I got a beast mode, originated on the East Coast and elevated to the cosmos. I've been meditating on this with my eyes open since I was like 5. So I got skills to pay the bills, to put the meals up on the table. I done spilled sweat in the fields and it done built something fatal. Look at my face. Do I look like I'm playing? Do I look like I came this far to not go Super Saiyan? I got the billion abilities and the affinity for diminishing my Achilles. I've been trying to stay built like tea leaves while I've been concocting Picasso's. I got the castles with the caskets, the things that I killed for the masses. It's a famine that I'm glad that they got mad distance to release. Wait a minute.
Niggas wasn't giving me enough, but was doubtful. Bet my energy could touch every household. Why my enemies stuck with their mouth closed? Part of my back and part of my pettiness. Part of my wrath and part of my readiness. Part of my path is part is with ketamine, but all y'all laugh. That's part of my edginess. Ayy, baddies don't say I'm a lovable menace. Academy out, but the struggle is finished. I get a new text every couple of minutes. She saw that I'm up when I fuck with a winner. I'm tripping off shrooms, I'm tripping off acid. Ripping cocoons, you witness the flapping. Been in the rooms, just spit with the dragons. They too assume that we've been the last
look at my
ones.
Face, it look like a painting. Certified trapper, but I look like I'm ancient. I look like I'm peaceful and I look like I'm patient. But I will slap a nigga with the same hands that I pray with. Stop playing.
Wait a minute.
All right. Okay. Hey, y'all. If y'all are just tuning in, this is Afro Soul on CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for tuning in again, as you do every single week. So, you know, I dropped the bomb on you earlier, who's going to be interviewed tonight. So we're going to get them on right away. They're just tying up some loose ends, getting everybody on so that we can do this here. But as I said, you know, the iconic group, the Gap and Love. Yo, if you didn't know now, then you're going to know now. So let me see if I can get these guys on and I'll get right back to you.
Summer savings are on the way. Wayfair's Canada Day clearance is here, and it's the talk of the neighborhood, because now through July 7th, you can save up to 70% on everything home.
Yes!
Save on finds for indoor and outdoor, and get surprise flash deals you don't want to miss. And get it all with fast shipping straight to your door. Save up to 70% off with Wayfair's Canada Day clearance now through July 7th, and amp up your summer.
All right, so they're ready. So let me get them on here. Let me turn down the levels here, because we don't want that too high now, Doa. All right, here we go. All right, you guys are on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Hello.
We can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah.
We are
okay.
Here. Hello, Canada.
Yeah. Thank you. So, you know, I gave the intro in regards to who you are, but do you want to let the people know who you are?
We are Gap X, the band. Yeah. My name is Oliver Scott, and we got a couple other guys. Who else is there?
My name is Billy Young.
And I'm Chris Black.
Nice. Thank you guys for making things happen tonight. I know sometimes things get kind of discombobulated and, you know, everyone's kind of everywhere, but thank you for coming together and making this happen. So, how you guys been doing? You guys have been doing this for a while. So, how you guys been doing?
Yeah, we have been doing this for a while, and we really excited about what's going on right now. It's been some years since probably you guys heard from some of us, but we got a new record coming out called Everybody's Gonna Know.
Yeah.
And hopefully our manager Ed has sent you a copy of it and you can break it on your station with all your followers.
Absolutely.
We're excited about that new record.
Yes, definitely it's exciting. I got a chance to pop that, and that was just wow. It's amazing. And you know, it's amazing that with the longevity that you guys are still in it and killing it. Like, you know, I know how hard this industry is and that it's difficult, but you guys have really been able to maintain and keep going. So what has that been like for you guys moving into now this generation? What has it been like for you?
Well, I think one of the things that has helped us is we've got guys who were in the band in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, and into the 90s, and even the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And then the band breaks up for a while, but then we came back together, and we added some new personnel, got a new lead singer, we got a new bass player, and those guys were a little bit younger, so we've been able to kind of flow and keep guys from the original band together, mm-hmm. and then add some new folk who followed the original band and were influenced by it. I know Chris is kind of like a younger brother, not quite young enough to be my son, but you know, Billy and I, you know, and this is Al Russi and I, we've been in the band since like, what, Billy, what year did you get in the band, Billy? 80, 81, what?
80, 81.
I got in 79, Billy got in 81, and then when we kicked back in what, 2011, Chris, that's when you got in, like 2010, 2011, right?
Yeah, 2011, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I mean, it's been, we've gotten guys who added on, and so generationally, you're listening and you're playing, and you tell us, you have to stay relevant and keep up with the trend,
yeah,
while at the same time maintaining your own identity. And so that's kind of what this new record is about, really, that kind of merging all of those influences together, staying true to who we are, while at the same time, you know, adding some new components. And our lead singer has really been part of that now, Max C, who's in Finland and couldn't be on the call, but
right.
He's also been a part of that helping us to stay relevant with some of the things that he's doing. He's over in Europe, and so those influences come in as well.
That's awesome. That's spectacular, because you guys are iconic. Like, iconic. Like, you know, definitely iconic. Like, the trends you even set then, even back then, like,
right.
I dropped at the beginning of my show, you dropped the bomb on me. That song is dope as hell. Even now it's dope, you know, and the fact right. that you guys are really sustaining it and doing everything you can to stay relevant, because we know that sometimes it can be hard, but you guys are really doing it out here, and you know, it's refreshing to see people that have been doing it for so long keep going. You know, when people yeah. drop off, it's like, you know, and then they come back, they're like, where have you been, you know? And
it's kind of amazing for us, you know, being members of the Gap Band in those early years and being a part of that rise of, you know, all those former hits of Outstanding, Yearning for Your Love, like you said, Drop the Bomb. Being in the Gap Band at that time and then seeing my children and other folk who are part of the generation that followed still stand up with Gap Band music. And so for us, with those generations hearing us from and staying with our music, I mean, it only makes sense for us to come back out and to not stray away too far from what we did then. And so,
exactly.
So Gap X is really Gap Band members deciding, hey, we're going to do a new brand and use some of what we did to add to Gap Band and bring that to Gap X.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another thing is in all the decades that we have put together, you know, being in the Gap Band, I always remember playing in Canada maybe twice. So it would be a wonderful thing. And we've been all over the world, Paris, London, the Middle East, everywhere. But we haven't played that much in Canada.
You haven't played in Canada?
I mean, it would be really nice to do some shows over in Canada.
It sure would.
I'm from Buffalo, New York, so.
Oh, so you're not that far away.
So the Peace Bridge that took us over to Canada was 5 minutes from my house. So now I always love Canada.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome if you guys came here. That would be so awesome if you came here and you did shows around the Canada and did some tours, because, you know, we got to bring that feeling back. Like, I think that with the music even that we have now, it just seems like it's lost. It's been lost, that feeling, that old feeling, that you need to bring it back, because you guys came at the cusp when music was music. Like, it was just something about it at the time that you guys came out. There's something about it that was just so amazing. And a lot of people...
What?
And that's why a lot of people still mess with you. That's why a lot of people still mess with you because of what you did for them. You know?
Well, I take nothing away from the music that's going on today, but then, mm-hmm. like you said, a lot of the younger people have been robbed from hearing, you know, like live bands and live musicians playing
yes.
and things like that. Everything is not on the computer. Everything's not done with a Cubase or Logic and all those different, you know, computer programs. I mean, the Gap Band and GapX. We're all about fun. We're all about having fun, enjoying ourselves, and letting the audience enjoy the music with us.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know?
Have you guys gotten to do like any festivals or get in on any of these big festivals that are going on?
We've played some in the past. You know, over the year, but we're working on a tour now.
Oh, good.
So that's our goal. So bring, hey, all the promoters that are listening, club promoters, festival promoters up in Canada, on your station that's listening, bring us out there.
Yes. Most definitely. I would love to see you guys come out here. I would love to see, because there's nothing like a live show. And you guys all, you guys have your instruments and all that kind of stuff. It's not all this electronic stuff. It's a live show, which, you know, that part is missing in a lot of things. And a live show sounds way different than when you have, like, you know, a DJ doing the thing in the background. It's a lot different. And the feeling is a lot different. It really brings you into the music. So what other types of things are you guys doing now, you know, with this new song and everything that's going on? What type of things are you guys doing now where you're at?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I thought Roman Texas said he was on the call.
Oh, we're still online.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I'm on the call as well. I don't know if you can hear me.
Okay. That's from Billy. Billy got disconnected. So
you guys
Billy
still there? You guys alive?
Well, let's move on.
So what type of things are you guys doing out there right now with this new joint that I'm going to drop very soon? What type of things are you guys doing out there to really push what you got going on?
Oliver,
are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I guess to be more specific. Oliver, can you tell them what some of the things that everybody's doing? One of the things we are preparing, starting rehearsal, we're going to start rehearsing for the tour, and we're looking to do a world tour. We're putting this record out there for radio, for club DJs. And just let everybody know. The name of the song is "Everybody's Gonna Know." Let everybody know that we're out here.
Yes,
we're out here.
Well, they're gonna know. If they don't know, they're gonna know for sure.
That's right. So, fellas, tell everybody who we are. Oliver, what instrument that you playing? Go ahead.
Okay. I'm Oliver Scott, and when I first got in the band, I played trombone, keyboards, the same background vocals, and later on wrote and was a part of the production team on some of the songs from Gap 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And I know Roman wasn't on the phone earlier, but I think Roman's on the line now. Right, Roman? You there?
Nice.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
No, there we go.
Hey, Roman.
Hello. So, if he was asking about, you know, I was just kind of giving some information about what I did. So maybe you guys can take turns, let them know. Like I said, I played trombone, keys, background vocals, and did some writing as well.
Nice.
Again, my name is Billy, and I did some writing. I played keyboards and did some of the background vocals. But to answer your question earlier about what are we doing now, like all of us in the band. When this band is not working, and then even over the years, we played with Cool Scoop in the music business. We recorded with who, 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 we toured with who's who in the music business.
Oh,
so and that was just to keep our chops up. You know, while Gap-S or the Gap Band itself, you know, wasn't touring or wasn't doing anything. But this journey here, I mean, this is what we have been polishing our acts up for right now. And everybody's going to know.
Yes, absolutely they are. So to the rest of the...
And I'm Roman, yeah. I guess I can say who I am. I'm Roman Johnson. I came in the band after some of the big songs were done, but then I came in as a writer. I came in like 1984, second keyboard player. And since then, I ended up being the musical director then at one point with Three Brothers, and also currently the music director for Gap X, the band at this time.
Nice.
But like you said, we're working on getting this thing, you know, this campaign rolling, and letting everyone know that we're back in another kind of way to, you know, we're coming with a song that's not just R&B, but hopefully it will cross the charts as well, because that's what the song says.
Good.
So, you know what I'm saying?
That's great to hear. And I love the title of it. I love the title. I love the title. Wow.
So, Chris?
Yeah, so I'm Chris Black, and I came in the band later, after one of the brothers passed away, Robert Wilson, in 2010, and been playing ever since then. And I lend any help wherever I can, whether it's, you know, musical or technical, whatever the case may be. But
I'm playing bass.
Playing bass for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
All right, then. So this is, you know, Renee.
Yes.
This is basically, we're, like I said, if there's opportunities for us to come up in there, the record became available worldwide yesterday, went on sale yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So it's been a big celebration. Yeah, yesterday launched the next phase of putting this, you know, getting back out there. So this is an honor and pleasure to be on your station right now.
Oh, my God. The pleasure is mine for sure. The pleasure is mine. Like I said, you know, you got to give people their flowers, and you guys deserve your flowers. You put in a lot of hard work and dedication to this thing that we call music and the industry, and you've blessed us with a lot of hits, and the hits are just going to keep on coming. So I thank you guys for taking the time out and reaching out, you know, to John and really allowing me this opportunity. I appreciate that a lot.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. Is there any shout outs you guys want to shout out this evening?
No, just all the Gap fans, the family, the family reunions, the parties that everybody got into, Yearning and Burn Rubber, and remember all the hits. So when we perform live, we're doing all the great songs that they grew up and danced and party to, and the new phase of where the direction we're going.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's it.
Shout out to all of Canada. Everybody in Canada. Yeah, we want to cover all of the turf. We ready to come and party with everybody. It's ironic. The song is titled "Everybody's Gonna Know." We really want everybody to know that we still have what it takes to enjoy music and to enjoy each other. And so we're looking forward to these next the end of 2024, moving into 2025.
Yes.
We're excited about this, you know, all of the things that are coming forth.
That's right. And hit us up on YouTube. You can hit us Instagram, Facebook, all social media. The song is on all platforms. So from Apple, Spotify, support. And let's have some fun. Bring us up there. Invite us up there.
Yes, I would love to see it. I would love to see it.
And I'd like to send a shout out to my old bandmate,
an old friend, Mr. Clyde Hill. He lives in Vancouver, Canada. He's not in the best of health right now, really fighting.
Oh,
and he was a big, sort of well known, I can't think of the name of the rock band, but he was the manager of, he actually helped to get that particular rock band started. And so, yeah, I just want to send a shout out, say, we love you, and hope that you get well.
Yes.
And shout out to Canada. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Hey.
I appreciate you. And you guys keep on doing it. And when you need to hit me up again and do another interview to talk about the tour and how it's gone, you hit me up anytime, okay?
Looking forward.
All
right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye bye.
So you heard that, y'all. So I'm gonna drop this track right now. Everybody gonna know. Darn rights, everybody gonna know. Darn rights, everybody's gonna know. Thank you again, Gap Band, for really Gap X, the band. Sorry, let me correct myself, because we got some new members. And, you know, with every fresh face is a fresh experience. And I really appreciate them taking the time to do this. So let's drop this. Everybody gonna know. Gap X, the band, on CKUW 95.9 FM, We Build Hits.
Everybody's gonna know. Tell by the look in your eye,
baby,
that you don't love me anymore. Lately I've been so unsatisfied, and I can't feel you anymore. No, 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 your love was all I had to give. Everybody's gonna know, no, 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 no.
There you have it. There you have it. Newly released, everybody gonna know, y'all. What? Thank you again for, you know, John contacting me and hooking me up with this interview. I greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate it. Those guys really deserve their flowers. You know, there's a lot of things in regard